Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Brent Suen, CEO at Logic. Brent, good to see you again. How are you?
Very well, Christine. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. Yeah, great to have you here. You have given guidance, we're seeing, on your fourth quarter financials. What should investors be expecting here?
We announced yesterday that we're looking at around $10 million in revenues for the quarter, which are up 28% from the Q3 and up well over 50% from a year ago. And equally, if not more important, are the continued growth in gross margins. We're currently looking at 33%. We could see higher, but we're trying to be a little conservative. But I believe that investors should be quite pleased in the revenue jump and the improvement in gross margins.
What do you think is contributing to this growth?
It's certainly an uptake in on the sales side. Our sales teams are extremely enthusiastic. We're seeing customers actually coming in to us, which is wonderful. And we expect that trend to continue well into next year.
Just give us a quick recap of how you have managed to refocus the business in the past year.
Certainly. So the approach we took during COVID was one where instead of trying to sit and wait, we very aggressively looked at how can we shift the profit margins from the low teens where we were on upwards of 20% and ideally above 30% with a high target of the 40s, which I think clearly puts us in the realm of similar companies in the e-commerce enablement space. The teams were successful in doing so. So all of last year and early this year and certainly on into now are indicative of that effort and success.
You also have plans, from my understanding, to separate your AppLogic and DataLogic businesses into two separately publicly traded companies by the end of this year. Just remind us the decision-making behind that. Why are you doing that first off?
Certainly. So AppLogic and DataLogic operate as two independent business segments. AppLogic is emerging markets fintech. We've been operating that for nearly 7 years in Southeast Asia, which is currently the hottest emerging market. Everything is financial technology related. If you look at stocks of companies from that region that are going public through IPOs or through SPACs here in the US, valuations are significant. So we believe that as a standalone, that business should carry significant valuation, actually higher than our entire market cap of Logic now. On the DataLogic side, which will be staying in Logic, we're looking at a very aggressive M&A pipeline of which we're pretty far down the line on. So you'll see continued, if not very significant growth on the DataLogic side through both organic and internal growth and through selective M&A of accretive companies and businesses.
Besides these upcoming milestones, is there anything else investors should be keeping their eye on as we head into 2022?
Certainly. We're continuing to build internally in terms of our technology platform. We're seeing very early customer traction, and with that comes a higher gross margin profile. So I think that there's a lot of excitement that investors should look forward to.
We'll keep an eye out. Brent, it was great to see you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Christine. Have a great day.